Here's an energy joke by skeptics. Fusion is the energy source of the future, and always will be. That's because despite decades of attempts by nuclear scientists to bring the energy source of the sun and stars to Earth, fusion research has disappointed. But now, a local company believes it's getting close to making fusion energy on Earth a reality, promising unlimited carbon-free power. So with that, this morning, WBUR's Bruce Gellerman now has the third report in his series on the future of nuclear energy.
The future of fusion energy is right around the corner. You'll find it off of Mass Ave on Albany Street on the MIT campus, in an old, low-rise, brown brick building once owned by Nabisco.
This unprepossessing building used to be a warehouse for cookies. So it's a modest setting, but we do some pretty exciting work here.
Martin Greenwald, deputy director of MIT's Plasma Science and Fusion Center, has made his life's work the pursuit of the clean energy holy grail, constructing a machine to create and sustain fusion.
It doesn't produce any greenhouse gases, particulates, chemical pollutants, doesn't use a lot of land or water. It can be run 24 hours a day, and the fuel is essentially unlimited.
The fuel to make fusion is the most abundant element in the universe, hydrogen. That's what the sun uses, converting relatively small amounts of matter into enormous amounts of energy. E equals MC squared.
The sun is burning very slowly, which is a good thing. And it has to be, because we want it to burn for billions of years.
On Earth, Martin Greenwald's team of scientists and engineers use heavy hydrogen as fuel. It's found in seawater.
An ounce would supply the energy needs of 70 Americans for a year. And there's a lot of water.
Whoa. And the byproduct?
Helium.
Helium. Balloons.
Right. So I listed all these advantages, so you say, why aren't we doing it?
It's because making fusion is really hard to do, and sustaining it harder still. In the core of stars, crushing gravity squeezes hydrogen atoms together until they fuse. The temperature of the fuel suspended in an electrically charged plasma is 27 million degrees Fahrenheit. But that's downright cool compared to what Greenwald says scientists will need to recreate the conditions of the sun on Earth.
How do you heat something to 200 million degrees, and how do you keep it hot? And the answer is, first of all, you got to put a lot of power into it, and then you've got to insulate it and isolate it from ordinary matter.
And for that, you need something called a tokamak. It's a fusion energy making machine. Powerful magnets surrounding the device compress the super hot plasma inside, preventing it from touching the tokamak's walls. The strange vessel has a familiar shape.
It looks like a bagel.
It's toroidal, bagel-shaped. Years of research found that this was the best shape, and then the mathematicians came along and said, oh, yeah, of course, you should have asked us.
In approximately 1 minute, we will have shot number 20.
Meet Alcator C-Mod. The MIT tokamak operated for 23 years. It was one of 100 experimental fusion reactors around the world.
Entering check.
On its last day of operation 3 years ago, the reactor set a world's record for the pressure of its super-hot plasma.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
And produced 300 trillion fusion reactions a second.
Entering pulse.
For 2 seconds. Fusion physicist Martin Greenwald.
So that's our secret sauce here. We use very high magnetic fields. That enables us to get very good plasmas at relatively small size, relatively small budgets in a university setting.
But to make commercial fusion a reality in a bagel-shaped tokamak, the reaction has to be continuous and self-sustaining. For that, a new generation of supermagnets will be needed.
All right, we're going to go in the west cell where we're testing magnets.
In a cavernous lab at MIT, Bob Mumgard rifles through a barrel of twisted cables that once enabled Alcator C-Mod to set fusion records.
That's copper. That's the old way to make magnets. We cut it up. We're scrapping it. You know, technology improves. Things get 10 times better.
Mumgard worked on Alcator C-Mod as a postdoc. Now he's CEO of Commonwealth Fusion Systems, a private company that's funding MIT researchers, collaborating to create powerful, compact magnets out of new high-temperature superconducting materials.
The challenge is that no one in fusion has ever made a plasma that makes more power than it takes to heat the plasma. You gotta get this thing very hot. It's basically putting a star on Earth.
a star on Earth is taking shape in southern France. It's called ITER. The $20 billion international mega tokamak will weigh three times more than the Eiffel Tower when it's done, but isn't expected to produce more energy than it uses for 15 years. Commonwealth Fusion Systems plans to build a smaller reactor called Spark. It'll be 1/65th the size of ITER, but produce a fifth of fusion power, at a fraction of the cost, sooner. Bob Mumgarth says company engineers working at MIT have been testing prototypes of the world's highest performance superconducting magnets.
And that's going very well. Then we're getting ready to build bigger ones. And so we'll know in 2 years if the magnets perform the way everyone expects they would. And if that's the case, then it's a really big deal for fusion.
If this new experiment, if it's successful, the challenge is going to be removing heat from fusion.
MIT's Martin Greenwald says the heat will be used to boil water, to create steam, to turn turbines, to make carbon-free, climate-friendly electricity.
And we're all looking forward to that, because that is why we're in the game.
The race is on. About 20 privately held companies around the world are in the game, pursuing different routes to the fusion energy holy grail.
I wouldn't mind living near one of these things when it was running.
Professor Greenwald says making fusion is so difficult, you can't have a runaway reaction. And it produces just 1% of the radioactive waste of a fission power plant.
We're going to power a society with this energy source. That's inevitable.
Bob Mumgarth, CEO of Commonwealth Fusion Systems, says the Cambridge-based company has already begun searching for an 80-acre site to build a full-scale experimental fusion energy reactor.
There's lots of great places to put it. We'd love to put it in New England. You know, it's potential to be a pretty historic thing to do. Could be, you know, the beginning of an entire new industry.
Providing unlimited clean energy for a catastrophically climate-warming world. Promise or punchline, the future of fusion is in sight, but still on the horizon. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Bruce Gellerman.